We're standing at the corner of California Drive and the Napa Valley Vine Trail in the city of Yountville.
Chuck McMinn is the founder and executive director of the Napa Valley Vine Trail, a planned car-free bike route.
So of the total 47 miles, 8 miles are built, including this 1 mile that's branded the Vine Trail.
There are currently just two ways of traveling along the valley, Highway 29 and the Silverado Trail. Neither is welcoming for cyclists, leaving the valley pretty dangerous.
We are in the top 10 of all 58 counties in the state of California in terms of number of bicycle accidents per capita. And yet we have one of the most beautiful valleys in all of California, and people would love to experience it in a safe way outside of an automobile.
Most Americans say they'd hike and bike more if it was safer. So the 1 mile flagship section of the Vine Trail is protected from Highway 29 by a sturdy barrier.
You know, our design spec is, would you let your 10-year-old grandson or granddaughter ride 100 yards in front of you? And if the answer is no, then it's not safe enough.
The majority of the trail follows pre-established public rights of way. A few sections will touch private land. Vice President of Operations at Trinchero Family Estates, Bob Torres, is one of the private landowners who has been connected to the Trail Coalition for years.
I was born and raised here in Santa Elena. Of course, we're a business that's been here for over 60 years. It's just going to be a great thing for the community. It's going to be good for the kids. There's a lot of people who live south of town. We talk about safe passage to school, on bicycles, for the overall community health. It'll help on the commute, maybe even become a great thing for our visitors to the valley to be able to visit a lot of the wineries along Highway 29.
In all, the project will cost about $50 million. So far, the trail has raised about $3 million a year from donations and state and federal grants.
It'll take us about 10 to 15 years to do every last section of the Vine Trail's 47 miles. But we should have at least 15 miles, contiguous 15 miles, within the next 3 years.
That stretch will connect the north end of Yountville to the south end of the city of Napa. Once connected, most Napa County residents, about 60%, will live within 2 miles of the trail. But at the moment, 8 miles are built, and just that 1 mile is officially marked. Chief Trail Planner Philip Sales and I decide to give it a spin.
Should we hop on our bikes?
Right. We could hop on our bikes, yeah.
We bike along a creek, shaded by a line of trees. We chat about cycling and what the trail will be like once it's completed. We spot a red-shouldered hawk, hills, vineyards, and a hefty dose of Highway 29 traffic. Before we know it, it's over.
So was that the first mile?
That is it. You've done it. You get to do it on the way back now.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.